Kira, we've got 6 Byzantium transports coming in this afternoon. I've got to have more cargo space.
All right, have them offload into cargo bay 3 and 4, but that's it. We are pushing our storage capacity as it is.
Well, that reminds me, we got a message last night saying the Byzalians want to move their conference up by a week.
I haven't had a chance to read through last night's reports. Is there anything else I should know?
Well,
what?
Starfleet wants a complete report done on our computer calibration subroutine.
The whole subroutine? When?
Tomorrow.
Major, the scheduled transport's been delayed, and I need those medical supplies by the end of the week.
We can't spare a runabout to go all the way to Vulcan right now.
I'm supposed to be setting up a field hospital for a new colony on Camper 3 next week. And if I don't get those medical supplies, then the entire colonization schedule could be set back by at least...
Listen to me! You can't have a runabout. You cannot get your medical supplies, and I don't give a damn about the colonization schedule. Those colonists can make do with a box of bandages for all I care.
Stop right there, Major.
She turns quickly at the door and advances on him, angry confrontation burning in her eyes.
When was your last day off?
I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
If you can't remember, then it's been too long. You're off duty as of this moment.
What do you mean I'm off duty? You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. And not even Commander Sisko can overrule my judgment as chief medical officer.
Now, wait a minute, Julian. Just because I snapped...
My diagnosis is that you are overworked and suffering from extreme stress and borderline exhaustion. As for my prescription, follow me.
Bashir stands over Kira as she sits at a table in Quark's bar. Quark unloads a tray in front of her.
Carbino juice. Lower Van crackers. A holosuite program. Ginger stick. And gambling tokens.
Now, at least 2 of these items must be used and fully enjoyed before you leave this facility.
Julian,
I'll be giving you a full report of her activities, Doc.
And if I hear you didn't completely relax and enjoy yourself tonight, we'll do this every night until you do. Have fun.
The doctor hands her the jum jar stick, a lump of caramelized Bajoran syrup on a wooden rod, and exits. Kira snatches it, staring angrily at the solid sugar before laying it down and smiling with growing understanding.
Looks like you've got your evening all planned. Hope you've got room for the unexpected.
She stares in joyful surprise at the tall, bearded Starfleet officer beside her. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Deep Space Nine, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Defiant. A huge comet rushes through space, the light of billions of stars illuminating the frozen gas it leaves in its wake. Alone in the freezing blackness of a universe littered with stars and planets, the immense space station, Deep Space Nine, is dwarfed by the comet as it rushes past into the depths of space. The space station comprises a column and an inner and outer tube on a flat plane. The circles are huge tubes attached to each other and the central column by large metal arms. Deep Space Nine seems almost spherical. 3 semicircular arms bend vertically, equidistant apart, towards the center, but do not meet. Lights flash all over the space station. The regular blinking of navigation and positioning lights maintain its visibility. Along the inner and outer circular tubes, small blocks of square lights signify the windows of crew and civilian quarters in the habitat rings. The intense light of a distant star glares off the mud-colored hull, picking out the huge features of the giant space station. The shadows created only serve to emphasize the mystery of the former Cardassian stronghold. Lights shine in military order around the upper central segment of the central core, housing the operations room atop the power center. A Federation runabout flies over Deep Space Nine, and in the distance the blackness of space shifts. Blue light bursts from a spatial phenomenon. From nothing, the swirling, circular shape of the wormhole becomes visible. As quickly as it appeared, the wormhole is gone, folding in on itself and disappearing in a flash of intense pale blue light.
Welcome aboard, Commander.
Thank you. Call me Will.
What brings you to Deep Space Nine?
Strictly pleasure.
Actually, I've built up about 3 months of leave, and Dr. Crusher finally insisted that I take some of it. She nearly shoved me out of the airlock.
Well, DS9 isn't exactly known as a vacation spot.
Actually, I was just passing through on my way to Risa. The last time I was here, I was only able to spend a couple of hours at Quark's. But by the time I left, I had all of his latinum and a date with one of his Dabo girls, so I thought I might try my luck again.
You be careful. Quark's Dabo wheel has been a little stingy lately, and one of his Dabo girls is dating my son.
In that case, I think I'd better spend my time in the Hollow Suite. It sounds safer all the way around.
In the operations room, Kira's eyes stray to the commander's office and she stares at the closed glass door.
Who's in there? What? Who's in with Benjamin? Oh, it's Will.
Commander, Will Riker from the Enterprise.
Will Riker. You know
him? Yeah, I met him a year ago at Quark's. He's quite a Dabo player.
Do you know him?
Yes, a little. I met him at Quark's last night.
You met him last night, and?
And we talked.
And then?
And then we talked. For 3 hours. No, we just talked. And yes, he's a warm, charming man. But I'm involved with someone.
Of course. So why do you keep glancing back at Sisko's office?
If you can find the time, you have an open invitation for dinner with me and Jake.
Thank you. I may take you up on that.
I hope you're not here for another loan. Don't tell me you've forgotten who staked you 3 strips of latinum when your winning streak ran dry.
I'm sorry, of course. Most of that night's still a blur. How have you been, Dax?
Fine.
Well, I'd better get out of your way. I know you all have work to do. Hope to see you again. Major.
Commander.
As Riker heads for the turbo lift, Kira looks up at Dax, who smiles with sly knowledge. Kira's eyes narrow in mock reproach. Kira walks jauntily along the promenade, nodding at her colleagues as she passes. Suddenly, Riker steps out of a shop.
Oh! I'm sorry.
It's all right.
My mind was a million light years away. I should have been paying attention to where I was going.
You doing some shopping?
Well, actually, I was just exploring the promenade. I thought about going into Quark's, but I wasn't really in the mood. Where are you off to?
I'm just getting off duty. I was about to call it a night.
Oh, I see. Well, good night.
Good night. Commander, would you like a tour of the station?
I'd love one. Where should we begin?
Well, we can walk along the promenade for a start. There's quite a bit to see here.
You think we might get a chance to take a look at that new starship of yours? What you call it?
The Defiant.
Yes, the Defiant. I understand it's quite a vessel.
I'm sure that can be arranged.
The Defiant is docked on the outer ring of the space station, and Kira leads Riker into the airlock, nodding to a guard.
Please identify for access to USS Defiant.
Major Kira Nerys, Bajoran Militia.
Identity confirmed.
Commander William Riker, Starfleet.
Identity confirmed.
As the security door rolls back, Kira leads him onto the Defiant's bridge. Walking past a console, Kira stares at the floor, an amused smile playing on her lips.
Chief, I didn't know anyone else was on board tonight.
Oh, I hadn't planned to. I was just getting a little extra work done on the deflector targeting arrays. Commander. I'd heard you were aboard, but I hadn't...
There's nothing to say to you, O'Brien. I think you know why.
Well, maybe we should come back another time.
No, Major. It's all right. I was just leaving. Commander.
What was all that about?
It's a long story. I'd rather not get into it. Well, let's take a look at this ship of yours.
Okay. I'll show you the tactical systems first. I think you're going to be surprised at how big a punch this little ship has.
O'Brien steps out of the airlock with a confused, hurt look on his face. He stops for a moment, lost in thought, and walks away.
Running the plasma conduit through your primary phaser coupling has almost doubled your phaser power. Doesn't that cut into your warp drive efficiency?
Not at all. In fact, it's 30% more efficient.
That's ingenious. I'd like to see how it's all routed through the tactical display.
Command authorization required.
New security procedure. Computer, release bridge lockout. Authorization, Kira Delta 547 Alpha.
Thank you.
As Kira slumps to the floor, Riker turns to the console behind him and taps in a code. Suddenly, two human forms materialize on the bridge, smiling at them. He nods to them, a determined look in his eyes. In the operations room, Dax stares at her console in surprise.
What's going on?
I'm not sure, but something happened to the warp core on the Defiant. It looks like it's going to breach in 57 seconds.
Anyone on board?
O'Brien was working there this morning, but I don't know if he... Incoming signal from the Defiant. It's Commander Riker.
On screen.
Commander Sisko, there's been an accident. One of the plasma conduits has exploded. Major Kira has been injured. We are 45 seconds from a core breach. Release the docking clamps. I will get us away from the station.
We'll beam the two of you out of there as soon as you're clear.
Docking clamps released.
I'm engaging thrusters.
Slowly, the Defiant floats away from the station as the docking clamps are released. The ship turns and the engines power up as the Defiant accelerates away.
15 seconds.
Lock on and beam them away, Chief.
I can't get a lock. The Defiant shields are up.
What?
She's gone into warp. I've lost them. We're beyond their sensor range.
Lay a course for the Badlands Warp 7 tomorrow. Secure that conduit.
Right.
Course laid in. We'll be in the Badlands in 6 hours.
Riker sits in the central command chair and leans back. Slowly raising his hands to his face, he peels off his sideburns, leaving only a mustache and goatee beard, and smiles to his companions.
You did it, Tom.
It's not over yet.
Nine years ago, a transporter accident created two William T. Rikers. One of them returned to his ship. The other was marooned on Nervula 4.
The second Riker was finally discovered 2 years ago. He chose to use his middle name, Thomas, to distinguish himself from the other Riker.
The two men are physically identical in all respects, right down to their DNA coding. There was no way for the security computer to know that it was Thomas, not William, who boarded the Defiant.
This is a very entertaining story, but why am I listening to it?
We have reason to believe that Thomas Riker is a member of the Maquis.
What?
Thomas Riker was serving aboard the starship Gandhi. While he was there, he began to express certain political opinions. Opinions that supported the Maquis and their goals.
Are you telling me that one of the most heavily armed warships in this quadrant is now in the hands of Maquis terrorists? Do you have any idea what kind of response this will provoke from the Central Command?
They'll probably want to send ships into the demilitarized zone to conduct a search. We understand that, but any entry into the zone must be a joint operation between Cardassia and the Federation.
The Central Command will not be interested in any joint operation, Commander. They won't believe your story about transporter duplicates and security failures. They will assume that Starfleet wanted the Maquis to have the Defiant, and they will respond accordingly.
And what does that mean, exactly?
It means they will seize this opportunity to finally eliminate the Maquis. They will send a fleet into that zone.
Starfleet will cooperate in a search for the Defiant, but they will not allow the Central Command to use this as an excuse for a full-scale invasion.
Of course not. So you will send your own fleet into the zone to protect Federation colonies. But at some point, the two fleets will meet. Tensions will rise, nerves will fray, and someone will make the tiniest mistake.
and we'll have a war on our hands.
It is a prospect I do not relish, Commander.
Neither do we.
That's why we need to work together to prevent it from happening.
Well, unless I can bring something back to Central Command to prove your good faith and your willingness to help stop the Defiant, I don't believe anything can prevent this conflict from beginning.
Then bring me with you. I can help you stop the Defiant and prove our good faith. I was in charge of the shipyard where the Defiant was built. I helped design it. I know her vulnerabilities and her weaknesses.
You'll help us destroy one of your own ships.
I want to try and disable it first.
Oh, I'm sure you do. But you are in no position to bargain here, Commander. You want to prevent a war? You come back to Cardassia with me, and you help me destroy the Defiant.
I don't care who you are or what your name is.
I am sorry about lying to you, and I'm sorry about using you. It was an operational necessity. You were a resistance fighter. You know that certain times you do things that you're not proud of to accomplish the mission.
Well, you accomplished your mission, so now what? Everyone's gonna be looking for you, the Cardassians and Starfleet. How far do you think you're gonna get with this ship before they find you?
A lot farther than people anticipate.
Alita to Riker, we've reached the rendezvous point.
I'm on my way.
The other McKee ships just arrived.
The rest of the team's ready.
Lower the shields and beam them aboard.
The McKee ships are heading for the border, Tom.
All defense systems online and operational. Warp power standing by.
Laying a course for the Cardassian border. Warp 8.
Course already laid in.
The ship was built to fight. I think it's time she got her chance. Engage.
Commander's log, Stardate 48467.3. Gul Dukat and I have arrived on Cardassia Prime. I'm about to do something which goes against 20 years of Starfleet training. Help an enemy hunt down one of our own ships.
This is where I'll be conducting the search for the Defiant. From this room, I can control every Cardassian ship, outpost, and space station anywhere in our... Commander, allow me to introduce Coronis, our observer from the Obsidian Order. Commander Sisko.
Coronis?
Welcome to Cardassia Prime, Commander.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Secure that console while the human is here. Anything else classified level 4 or above should also be secured. I'm sure you can understand that although we all respect Gul Dukat's decision to bring you here, we must take some precautions.
Of course. I would have done the same. But then, I would have been more discreet.
Since you are here to provide technical expertise on the Defiant, I suggest you begin by briefing us on the ship's defensive capabilities. Please, describe for us in detail the weapon systems of the Defiant, beginning with the ship's phaser array.
Before we discuss weaponry, there is a more urgent matter that I think you should be aware of. The Defiant is equipped with a cloaking device.
I wondered if you were going to share that little detail with us.
You knew about this?
The Obsidian Order has known for some time about the loan of a cloaking device from the Romulans to the Federation.
And the Order chose not to share this intelligence with the Central Command?
Until now, the Order had not considered this one cloak to be a threat against Cardassia.
Under our terms of agreement with the Romulans, the cloaking device was to be used only in the Gamma Quadrant, and then only in exchange for all our intelligence reports on the Dominion.
Well, your Lieutenant Riker isn't likely to respect that agreement with the Romulans, and there's no way to locate a ship under cloak.
There is one possibility. The Dominion managed to penetrate the cloak by using some kind of anti-proton beam.
Can you give us the specifications of that beam?
Not precisely, but I can give you everything we've learned from our sensor logs. It'll give you a chance to find the Defiant before she attacks.
We're approaching the security perimeter, Tom.
All right, this is it. Red alert. Cloak the ship. Standby, weapons.
Locked in her cabin, Kira's eye falls on the replicator set into one wall. Quickly, she crosses to it and rips open a panel on its production shelf. White light glows on her face as she peers hopefully into the power unit.
Squadron Baker has arrived at their checkpoint.
Transmit the go-ahead signal.
We'll be in Cardassian sensor range in 5 minutes.
There is a perimeter alert in the Almatha sector.
Put it on the main viewer.
Who's commanding the outpost nearest that ship?
Gull Torn of the Sixth Order, and he's identified the vessel. It's the Defiant.
Order all warships in that sector to converge on the Defiant.
Something's wrong. Why wouldn't they be cloaked? Can you show me the sensor information on the Defiant?
The Defiant is attacking Outpost 61.
Tell Gultoran that he has permission to pursue the Defiant into the demilitarized zone.
No! Don't pull your ships off the border!
Commander, you didn't expect me to break off pursuit of the Defiant simply because the treaty...
That's not the Defiant. It's a decoy. They're trying to draw your patrol ships out of position. That ship's sending out a fake warp signature identical to the Defiant's. But the phase variants and subspace harmonics don't match.
Order Torin to break off pursuit. Have him redeploy.
Sir, another perimeter alert. Outpost 47 has detected a cloaked ship with her anti-proton beam.
Tell Torin to head for Outpost 47.
The Defiant has decloaked and has begun to attack the outpost. We've lost contact with Outpost 47. Incoming message from Gull Torin. The Defiant has recloaked and its last known heading was 148 Mark 215.
It's headed directly into the heart of Cardassian territory.
Commander Sisko, you should be commended. I only wish we had someone with such keen tactical instincts who could have prevented this invasion of our territory.
Smiling at Sisko, she turns to Gul Dukat, her eyes hard and unforgiving. Dukat looks angrily away, but his hatred is not for Sisko.
We're past the security perimeter, out of their sensor range.
They're using anti-proton beams to scan for us. Adjust the cloak's resonance frequency so they can't detect us again.
Right.
Damage report.
We took 6 hits on the port shields. There's been some minor damage to the outer hull, but all systems are operational.
Tough little ship. Set a course to the shipyard at Omekla 3. We'll let that be the place that... Report!
We've lost main power, and the cloak is offline.
Looks like 2 plasma conduits blew out.
Where?
Deck 3. Section 15. Crew quarters.
Looks like Major Kira has been busy. You crossed the replicator power converter with the plasma manifold, I take it.
That's right.
Nice work. You know I'll have that thing bypassed in 30 minutes.
At least that'll be 30 minutes that we're visible.
Fortunately, I was able to take us into a nebula. No one's going to see us.
Thanks.
You're lucky you only got singed. You know, the whole plasma relay could have exploded.
Yeah, that was the idea.
You've been fighting Cardassians most of your life. I know that you sympathize with what we're doing here.
I fought the Cardassians because they invaded my home. You don't live in the demilitarized zone. You don't have family there. Why are you in this fight?
Because people are dying in the demilitarized zone and Starfleet isn't doing anything about it.
Taking the Defiant only raises the stakes. The Cardassians are going to send a fleet after you. They are going to kill more people hunting you down than they ever did during those border raids.
You're assuming the Defiant is going to stay in the demilitarized zone. Let's go to the bridge. I think we'd all feel better having you someplace we could keep an eye on you.
15 outposts have checked in. No sign of the Defiant. 26 warships have scanned 14 cubic light years of space with anti-proton beams. No Defiant. What are the possibilities? They're still under cloak and heading deeper into Cardassian space. They're laying low and waiting for some unknown reason. Dukat. Are you listening to me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Commander. I was thinking about my son's birthday.
Really?
Yes. Today is his 11th birthday. I promised to take him to the amusement center in Lucarian City. He always wanted to go. But I never had the time. I told him, this year will be different, Mikor. This year, I will make the time.
I had the same experience with Jake. At that age, they never understand, do they? You just hope that one day later they'll look back and say,
now I understand. Now I know why he did that. When my son looks back on this day, the only thing he'll remember is that a Federation officer on a Federation ship invaded his home and kept his father away from him on his 11th birthday. And he won't look back with understanding. He'll look back with hatred. And that's sad.
The Defiant hides motionless in the nebula, gas blocking the light of the stars. Suddenly, its hull shimmers and it slowly disappears.
The cloak is operating within normal parameters, but the plasma conduit damage has caused a slight neutrino leak in the port nacelle. The Cardassians might be able to detect it even through the cloak.
A chance we have to take. Lay on the course for Omekla 3, engage at warp 8.
Warp 8, aye, sir.
Omekla 3? You're headed for the shipyard? There have to be half a dozen better targets in this sector alone.
I hope the Cardassians have the same reaction. What is he doing? And why?
All right. Now you're trying to keep them off balance, keep them guessing. Why?
The McKee have been hearing rumors about shifting loyalties in the Cardassian government. Certain hardline elements were unsatisfied with the Federation treaty and are doing whatever they can to scrap it.
We got our hands on an intelligence report outlining suspected military buildup in the Arias system. A secret buildup that even the Central Command isn't aware of.
You're telling me you did all of this to attack some secret base that may or may not exist?
I'm convinced that it does. They are building an invasion fleet. If we let them finish it, these renegade Cardassians are going to use it.
You're really not cut out for this, are you? Being a terrorist, I mean. You're not very good at it.
Really?
You're acting more like a Starfleet officer who's more interested in intelligence reports and Cardassian politics than in actually hurting Cardassians. You have one of the most powerful ships in this squadron under your command. Why aren't you out attacking every Cardassian outpost along the border?
Because these stakes are far greater than border outposts.
Not for the Maquis. They're not, because the Maquis are terrorists. And the only thing terrorists care about is attacking the enemy. I know I was a terrorist, and if I'd had this ship then, I would have destroyed Deep Space Nine. I would have hit the Cardassians so hard they would have screamed for peace, but I certainly wouldn't have gone flying off into the middle of Cardassia on some wild goose chase.
I guess we're different kinds of terrorists.
No? You're trying to be a hero. Terrorists don't get to be heroes.
We'll see.
This is how your ships were deployed before the first Defiant attack. And this is where they are now. Don't you see what happened? Each Defiant attack was designed to draw your ships away from that sector, leaving it virtually defenseless.
But there's nothing of any value in that sector.
There must be something. Are there any M-class planets there?
Well, there's one, Arias 3. But it's uninhabited, it's desolate.
But everything seems to point to the Arias system. It might be worth your sending one of your warships there just in case the Defiant does show up.
All right. Contact Gorinor. Tell him to dispatch one warship.
No. You'll send no ships to the Arias system.
You're here as an observer. You have no authority.
That sector is under direct control of the Obsidian Order, and you will not enter it.
Why?
That matter's classified.
Well, you can file a complaint with the Central Command later. Open a channel to Gorwinor now.
Any warship sent into the Arias system will be destroyed.
Are you saying that you will fire on another Cardassian ship?
What I am saying is that the Obsidian Order will take whatever steps are necessary to protect the Arias system. And so will I.
The large tactics screen in the Cardassian Command Center shows the movement of warships along the Cardassian borders. A door opens beneath it and Gul Dukat strides in. The Obsidian representative glares at him from a command chair, but he walks past her to Sisko.
I've spoken to a few friends in the Central Command. The Obsidian Order isn't giving them any answers either.
The Order has to answer to someone.
In theory, they answer to the political authority of its Tabar consul, just as the military does. In practice, we both run our own affairs.
Not a very efficient system.
It's worked for over 5 centuries.
There's an incoming message from the warship Kraxon. They say they found an unusual neutrino signature in their sector. It looks like radiation from a damaged warp plasma relay.
Is this signature moving?
No. But they're scanning their area with their anti-proton beams.
Where is the Kraxon?
A Cardassian warship's position is highlighted on the screen.
If it is the Defiant, they're in position to make a run for the Arias system.
We still don't know that Arias is the target. Until we do, I can't risk pulling ships away from other potential targets to chase down a neutrino signature.
They're coming around for another pass.
Are there any other ships nearby?
There are 9 Galar-class cruisers about 6 light-years away.
Any ships between us and the Arias system?
No.
If you make a run for it, that ship out there is going to see our neutrino signature go through a phase change. They're going to call their 9 friends, and you are going to have a small fleet chasing you all the way to Arias.
They can chase me all they want, as long as they don't catch me.
The Kraxon reports that the neutrino signature has just phase shifted and is moving now at warp speed directly toward the Arias system.
Order the Kraxon to pursue at maximum warp. Order all other ships in the sector to follow.
The Kraxon is pursuing. But they won't catch us before we reach Arias.
Full scan. I want to see everything that's in that system.
When you make out your report for the Obsidian Order, be sure to mention the fact that I could have prevented the Defiant from reaching Arias if you hadn't interfered.
They will never reach Arias. You can count on that.
3 more ships have just appeared in the Arias system.
What kind of ships?
Cardassian warships. Keldon class.
Whose ships are those, Corinus?
Why are you asking me?
Because if they were military ships, I would know about them. So that leaves the Obsidian Order.
I thought the Obsidian Order didn't have any ships.
They're not supposed to. In fact, they are explicitly forbidden from having military equipment of any kind.
Corinna's face breaks into an evil, self-satisfied grin and she turns away.
It looks like we're going to have to fight our way to Arias.
Listen to me. Those 3 ships up ahead are going to lock onto our neutrino leak and open fire. That means you're going to have to fight back.
With this ship, it'll be a short fight, I promise you that.
Let's say you disable or even destroy those 3 ships up ahead of us. Fighting them at all is going to slow us down, and then those 10 ships behind us are going to catch up, and not even the Defiant can win against those odds.
We have come too far to quit now.
You are an experienced Starfleet officer, Tom. Analyze the situation. Going to Arias is suicide. Now the smart move is to make a run for it while we still can.
Maybe that's what an experienced Starfleet officer would do. Maybe that's what Will Riker would do, but it's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue the mission.
It's not the mission you're thinking about, is it? Or even the colonists in the zone. This is about you, isn't it? You and that other Will Riker out there, the man with your face, your name, your career. You are looking for a way to set yourself apart, some way to be different.
You shouldn't go fishing today. You won't catch anything. Take us in.
Gul Dukat watches the representative symbols of his fleet close on the Defiant, his eyes filled with sad anger. Sisko approaches.
You want to know what's going on in the Arias system? I know how you can find out. Give Riker a chance to surrender. The Defiant scanned the Arias system by now. Its sensor logs can tell you everything you want to know.
I'd be happy to accept his surrender.
But I doubt he'll be willing to hand over his logs.
He will, if you agree to release Major Kira, turn the ship and the Maquis over to the Federation.
Impossible. I cannot allow a group of terrorists to just walk away after invading our territory.
And then you must decide which is important to you. Your sense of Cardassian justice, or the information contained in the Defiant sensor logs.
I do want that information, Commander. And I would be willing to return your wayward ship. But someone has to pay for what's happened here. And I don't want that someone to be me.
If you return the Maquis to the Federation, I can promise you that they will stand trial for what they've done.
A Federation trial?
It's the best I can do.
All right. I would be willing to hand over Major Kira, the Maquis, and the ship. But not Riker. He led the mission. If I can bring him to justice and obtain the information on Orias, that might be enough for Central Command.
I might be able to get him to do it on one condition. We both know that Cardassian sentences are determined well in advance of the trial. I'd like you to arrange a sentence other than death.
I'll have to clear that with the Ministry of Justice.
You'd better make it quick.
We're approaching the first cruiser. They'll be in phaser range in 15 seconds.
Go to Impulse. Decloak the ship. Raise shields and stand by phasers. Go to heading 118. Mark 310. Lock on phasers. Fire.
Direct hit on the cruiser's port nacelle. Their shields are down by 30%.
We've been hit on our starboard shield. Shields holding.
Quantum torpedoes, full spread.
Torpedoes locked on target.
Fire.
Their defense systems are offline, and they've lost main power.
Tom, three more cruisers have just appeared in the Orias system. That makes five ships ahead of us and 10 behind.
Resume our original course to the Orias system. Stand by emergency power to the shields.
Incoming message from Cardassia Prime.
It's Gul Dukat and Commander Sisko.
On screen.
This is Gul Dukat of the Second Order. I'm authorized to tell you that if you surrender your ship, none of you will be harmed.
Is that right?
Listen to him, Lieutenant. If you surrender, the Defiant and its crew will be handed over to a Federation starship at the Cardassian border.
Why the sudden generosity?
He wants the Defiant sensor logs on the Orias system. They're worth a lot more to him than Maquis prisoners.
I don't buy it. The Cardassians aren't going to just let us walk away.
You're right. Someone has to pay the price.
Me.
The deal is, you'll be tried and convicted in a Cardassian court, and then sentenced to spend the rest of your life in the Laison II labor camp.
No death sentence, huh? That must have taken some doing.
Some.
Give me a moment.
There's no reason for you to continue. They're offering you a way out. The only reason not to take it is because you want to die.
I have a mission to complete.
That mission is over. You're never going to make it to Orias. You know that, Tom. There are five ships out there ahead of you, but there may be 50 waiting there for all we know. Be a Starfleet officer one last time. Think of your crew. I know you want Tom Riker to go out in a blaze of glory that they talk about for the next 10 years. Don't drag them along with you.
On screen.
I agree to your terms.
You need to reverse course and surrender the Defiant to one of the ships that's been following you.
Why?
It will take too long to explain. But the ships coming out of the Arias system are not under Gul Dukat's control.
I see.
I've ordered the Kraxan to put her shields around you as soon as you arrive. You'll be safe once you get there.
Understood. Turn us about. Land a course for the Kraxan. Do it.
Those are faster than any Kaldan-class ships I've ever seen. What is going on in that system?
We're 100 million kilometers from the Kraxan.
Incoming message.
Let's hear it.
This is Gul Renor of the Kraxan. Cut your engines in 5 seconds, and we will extend our shields around you.
Acknowledged. Kalita.
All stop.
The Defiant drifts into position above the Kraxan and turns to face the oncoming warships. With a flash of orange light, both the Defiant and the Kraxan are surrounded by an invisible protective shield. The two Kelvin-class warships stop facing the Kraxan but do nothing. The crew on board the Defiant stare at the viewing screen, nervously looking out at the menacing shapes of the two warships looming over them.
They won't fire on another Cardassian ship. They can't.
Moving off. They've set course back to the Arias system.
Transmit the Arias 3 sensor logs to the Kraxan and tell them to prepare to beam me aboard. I'm turning command over to Major Kira. She'll get you back to the Federation. I'm holding you personally responsible to see that these people get a fair trial.
I give you my word. We'll get you out of there, Tom. I promise you that.
Holding her gaze, Tom walks towards her and quickly placing his hand behind her neck bends to kiss her. She responds, pushing herself up towards him. As he stands away from her, she looks into his eyes, breathless with surprise and desire.
Riker to Kraxan.
Go ahead.
One to beam up.
Set course for the Federation. Warp 8.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.